Tom Fitton, Kookaball was an international effort to take out Trump. By Robert Krajicek on May 21, 2019. Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, described the Trump-Russia narrative in Robert Mueller-led operation as parts of an international effort to take out President Donald Trump. He offered his remarks in a Monday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. Fitton previously described the Trump-Russia collusion narrative as the big lie, noting its ubiquity across the overlapping political and news media landscapes. Yesterday, you had confirmation over in the United Kingdom that that intelligence operation there, the UK's intelligence apparatus, also knew about the dossier, said Fitton, and part of that spying that took place with Stefan Halper also took place in London. The New York Times, at the end of their story, exposing that, disclosed that the UK knew about that spy operation as well. Fitton added, you had this other agency, supposedly a friend of the United States, laundering the Steele dossier that was created as a result of FBI DNC Clinton campaign money and consultation with Russian intelligence. It's pretty incredible stuff, and it shows you that it was an international effort to take out Trump. It wasn't just based here in the United States. Listen. Marlow invited Fitton's perception of Attorney General William Barr. William Barr doesn't seem like someone who's going to be cowed, assessed Fitton. I hope he does a serious investigation. Certainly everything he's said suggests that's what he wants to do. And he's seen evidence requiring follow-up by a competent attorney general like himself? Widespread political and partisan corruption within the FBI and broader Department of Justice, particularly with respect to spying on and surveillance of Donald Trump and his circle, both as a candidate and president, must be purged, determined Fitton. I hope it's not just an administrative review, and that it's a criminal investigation, stated Fitton. I know it's starting off as a review. The other big thing coming down the pike is the Inspector General out of the Justice Department. I don't know what's going to be in there, but all the signals are suggesting that there will be some strong criticism of the FISA abuses under Barack Obama and, frankly, into the Trump administration by these anti-Trumpers. Marla recalled Jody Genova's characterization of former CIA Director John Brennan, now a political commentator on MSNBC, as the mastermind of the conspiracy to frame Donald Trump. I think John Brennan is a key ringleader, concurred Fitton. This was a cabal, and certainly Brennan was pushing this dossier. He was involved in that infamous Oval Office meeting in Barack Obama's White House with James Comey, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, etc., just before Comey went to attempt, as his FBI people suggested, or were worried about, to blackmail then-President-elect Trump with information about the dossier. It looks like that spy operation would not have taken place without FBI help. Fitton went on, an administrative review would be good, but that's not going to be enough. These folks need to go before grand juries and really face serious investigation. To me, that's the hallmark of a criminal investigation so that people can have reassurance that something serious is being done. Fitton concluded, I would encourage Barr to unleash the hounds in terms of using the powers of the Justice Department that people are familiar with, in terms of bringing in prosecutors, having FBI agents do interviews. Frankly, I'm not sure if the FBI should be involved in this, but have acting federal agents do interviews. Having an internal administrative review isn't going to cut it. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.